Good morning. 7:16 a.m. 7:16 a.m. on a, let's see, this is Wednesday, September the 2nd, 2026. You're in a mostly blue sky morning on High Plains, east of the Rocky Mountains of Greeley, Colorado. Day 2 of NaDoWriMo. Yesterday was not, a good day. I did not make my goal yesterday. 3333 is my goal. 3,333 words a day. That'll give me 100,000 words at the end of the month. Well, give me 99,999. Who's counting? I am, actually. But I got 5K in a bag already. So if I only get 95,000 by the end of the month, that's fine. But I still have my goal, 3,333. And I only got about half of that yesterday. Yeah, no, it's a process. I had a lot of distractions yesterday getting in the way of just everything. I had to sort out the bank account. Something chewed up the afternoon. I don't even remember what it was now. I was good. I did not play until after dinner. And then I only played for like 20 minutes. I went to bed relatively early. I fell asleep hard. Had a good night's sleep, even though it was a little bit short. Only had one wake up in the middle of the night. Had my oatmeal ready when I got up this morning because I set it in the pot to cook last night. So I had my steel-cut oats today with the peanut butter. It was... All right, I'm not going to lie. It was pretty sad. But I do like steel cut better than rolled. Good morning. And good morning to you too. I do like my steel cut oats. I'm looking forward to the day where I can start cooking them with at least 50% apple juice. Maybe put in a little freeze-dried apple. I'm even steering clear. I usually put cranberries in it, but steer clear of that because cranberries have a lot of extra sugar. Raisins would be a better choice, probably. But, I got spreadsheets out. I did 4 back-to-back word sprints. Took a break between each one. Took a break between each pair. A longer break between each pair. And managed to do 4, bang out 4 before lunch. And that's after getting something of a late start. I didn't get really settled into write till after 9. So, yeah, it was the first day. It's going to take a while for me to get up to speed. I think I like what's gone down. It sort of went by in a blur, which is exactly how I need it to go. One of the problems is that I'm not up to my pace. My pace is usually 500 words in the sprint, 500 words in 25 minutes. And I'm not there. So it'll come with momentum. It'll come as I fall into the rhythm. I am just as psyched today as I was yesterday. We'll see if I'm able to maintain this level of roar through the month. We'll see. Maybe I can, maybe I can't. We'll see. I won't know unless I try. It's important to me to try to see if I can't find some of that joy from way back in 2007, when I really was doing it just for fun, with zero expectation that anybody would read it or like it or follow me or whatever it was that I was looking for in 2007. It's almost January. That'll be 20 years. Holy shit. 20 years. Yikes. A garbage truck coming? No, they're just a very noisy, very large pick 'em up. Jesus, dude, I bet you're popular with your neighbors. Big cloud of gray smoke in his wake. Anyway, so day two, let's do this. Well, I gotta get back home first and post this, refill my coffee cup, and settle into, what is it, Lonesome Traveler, as the My Noise track du jour. I like Lonesome Traveler. I also like Friends of Winter. That's a load of equipment. Club cab pickup truck with like an 18-foot trailer behind it, covered with lawnmowers and landscape equipment. It is a nice cool morning. It's cool enough that the sun on my back felt pretty good this morning. It's not that it's chilly, it's not that it's cold. I am wearing my hoodie. But it was nice, it was kind of comforting. Oh, he must have taken a scenic route. One of the NPCs, a guy with the dog on a leash, on his belt. I saw him walking away from me earlier, and then I came around the corner, he'd gone. I'm like, where the hell did he go? There's actually a loop down through the neighborhoods here. Because I just saw him come out of one of the paths and start again on around and around and around. So I'm on the long eastern reach here. It's scattered clouds off to the eastern. Looks like clear blue sky off to the west. There's a few clouds way down on the horizon to the south. And of course I can't see the north because there's trees and houses and stuff in the way. Coming up on it. Get ready. Stay with me. I'm pushed. The sun is bright when it peeks out through the clouds. Every once in a while, I catch it just wrong and it dazzles me. I do like the looks of that Lexus. I keep looking at this every time I walk by it. He's going to have to put real plates on here pretty soon. His temporaries are about to expire. I wonder if they'll sell it first. He's only got like 5 more days. Won't be long now. I'll be looking for geese. Won't be long at all. Dogs this morning, but a godwin there working in the garden. If I'm going to garden, I need to get a little more serious about it. I've been relying on EJ to kind of drive the bus, and the problem is EJ like me, has too many other irons and too many other fires, and is easily easily overwhelmed by that which is not clearly demarked. Morning. The prompt this morning was about how does where you live affect your creativity? It's an interesting question. I was like, how does where I live and where is it that I live I took a computer art course back when we first moved here, looking around for something to fill the empty days. I took a computer, what was it? It was basically using the affordances of a computer to create graphic arts. That was before AI would write it and draw it for you and color it all in, and you had to do it all yourself. Back in the old days, when you actually had to have some vision of what you wanted and enough skill to be able to evoke it onto the file. One of the jobs was draw a map of your neighborhood. And at the time I thought, well, you know, what's a neighborhood? What makes it a neighborhood? Do I live in a neighborhood? Do I live with neighbors? Do I live among neighbors? Do I live with them? And I realized that mostly I live online. 30 years ago, it was true, still true. I mostly live online. Digital dream world. So I drew a map of the digital space. Good morning. Dog sniffing at the female this morning. Mr. Jerry Boyd. It was an interesting exercise in trying to figure out what exactly my neighborhood consisted of and where it existed, and to graphically represent the paths I took to get there, and where the various nodes were interconnected. And the prompt today was, you know, where do you live? How does it affect what you create? And I was like, I still live mostly online. I have a few more connections that even fewer of them are local now. I can't think of many that I could drive to. Some I could call on the phone. So what does that mean for where I live?
There's two coyotes out here.
Oh yeah?
One bigger one, one smaller one. Probably one, the mom, and the other one's probably a yearling or something.
Where do you see them?
Oh, they park.
Cool.
And I think they're after the little itty bitty dogs because I think all the rabbits are gone.
Yeah. Oh, thanks for sharing. The rabbits are gone, so they're eating itty bitty dogs. Okay. They'll be eating geese soon, so it'll be okay. But I get to thinking about it. I think I like that she's a kind of important. Part of it is, I've lived here in the same house, a house which I now, through many years of reimbursing the bank for their largesse, a house that I now own, and I'll have to pay the taxes to keep it. And I don't begrudge the taxes, the property taxes, because they fund the services that make all these people living so close together actually be able to have this many people living so close together possible. Then I thought, you know, I moved here, started working at the same university and attending classes at the same university where James A. Michener got his start. He started writing his historical fiction here. I'm never going to be James Michener. Don't care to be. I should look, I may have already published more books than Michener. I certainly haven't made more money. But I've made enough. So how does where I live affect my creativity? I think it allows it. Anyway. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow is a 3-day, but the day after isn't. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.